There's a special event coming up on September 20th, and it's called Parking Day. You may not have heard of what exactly Parking Day is, so we have Nicola Balazzi. He's a project manager of the Regional Environment Council for the Estuary Region, and he's in the 88.9 Cube studio today to explain what this is all about. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. I'm happy to be here. So this event is a worldwide event, and it's an annual open source event where citizens and artists collaborate to temporarily transform metered parking spaces into park spaces, temporarily public spaces, actually.
Well, let me see if I got this right. So this would be a parking space that, for example, would be downtown in Sherbrooke. And you convert that into what kind of a space?
On Wellington Street North, people actually are invited to create a space that is inviting, very creative. So you can decide, you know, to create a little park of your own with the little space you have. Or you can decide to, you know, create a sculpture, art. You can actually do pretty much anything you'd like. And the idea is to really raise the awareness of this space that is public, that is used mainly specifically for private use with the cars we own. And it's always also to open the debate of all the space that the car takes in our lives and the habit that we have to always turn to the car for every little task that we have to do.
Right. So that means that on September 20th, that's a Friday, all of Wellington Street will be transformed into little mini spaces of like gardens and things like that.
Yeah, it's going to look a bit like that. There's going to be actually 20 spaces that we decided specifically this year. We want to start, you know, small but beautiful.
Okay, so there will be some parking that will be left over.
And cars can also go through. We won't close the street. Okay. And the idea is to track people and to see the everything that's going to be exhibited. And invite people to come and take advantage of all the spaces that will be there. Some will be interacting with the public. We have already an architect that's gonna do something. We have also at the Cégep de Sherbrooke, we'll have art students will create something there. And we have independent artists as well that already confirmed. So we're taking in on the inscription and until this Friday. And then we'll hopefully go up to, 20 spaces that will be occupied. For a first year, I think that's an objective.
So you say this is your first year. So has this has never been done before in Sherbrooke, but it has been done in other places, right?
Yeah, exactly. It has. And our partners in Montreal, the Regional Environment Council has partners everywhere in every region of the Quebec. And the Montreal partners started last year, and it gave us the idea, hey, we should do this too, you know, to initiate this reflection. Originally started in 2005 in San Francisco by an organism called Rebar, which is an art and design studio, who converted the first metered parking space into a temporary public park in downtown San Francisco. And since then, they gave the tools for people to create their own event. And on this worldwide now, more known event.
Okay, so now you said that registration is until this coming Friday, and so is that does that mean that anybody can register, or do you have to be an artist, or what is the criteria?
Well, we have on our website the form to fill out and the guide to help you create the space. For the first year, we decided we will go towards organizations and ask them if they want to participate. If you are you're listening right now and you'd like to do it, just contact us and we'll see if there's any room and spaces left. And depending on the space, then we can allow you a space. Of course, it's free, of no charge. You just, of course, have to bring all the material, and you can stay the time you want on this space, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to stay an hour, it's good. If you want to stay the whole day, you do what you can to stay as long as you'd like. But just of course, everybody has to clean up this place after mm-hmm. and put it like it was before, of course. Mm-hmm. There's also even a contest related to that on the provincial base. And there's even $500 to give away for the most original space that it was configured.
Is that right? Wow, that sounds very interesting. So what's the number that someone would have to call in order to register or to find out more information?
So it's 819-821-4357. That's our local phone number,
And that's the Regional Environment Council office?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Just want to let you know that, you know, there's 3 to 5 parking spaces for each car in North America. That's a lot of cars, a lot of parking spaces. I mean, we don't use it 95% of the time, the car, so it's very important. Also, the prices to build a parking space varies from $500 in a suburb area to $4,500 for an open space in downtown area. Mm-hmm. For example, so I think it's important information to make people reflect on the impact of this space, and hopefully make them maybe change their habit gradually.
How could they change their habits? What are some things that they could do?
Well, you can think about maybe carpooling with a friend. That's a easy way to substitute car by yourself, you know. Or you can of course use your bicycle if it's not too far. It's a very important percentage of person that live in a 5 kilometer range from their work, and it's proven that under 5 kilometers it's quicker to go by bicycle than by car, of course in the climate that is suitable. Some people don't want to do that in the winter. Or you can just take the bus, you know. It's not, of course, there's a lot of it could be better for the bus resort, but I think it's getting better with the time. In Sherbrooke, we have some measures that are in place that is inviting people to do it a bit more, I think.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's a very interesting way of making people more aware of parking spaces. And I think that it's, even if we don't go down there to take up a space and perhaps make a space into a really nice environment for the day, we could go down and visit, right?
Of course, yeah. You're very welcome. I hope you come by, and the organization will all be there. So I invite everybody to come and see all the creations that all the participants will have done. I think it should be very promising as an event.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about this.
You're very welcome.